This will be for the meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education, held on Wednesday, April 2nd, 2008, at Huntington Elementary School, Huntington, Utah, starting at 7 p.m.
All right, so we're glad that you're here, and welcome all of you to board meeting. We're glad that you're here. We are going to excuse Roy Pat tonight. He's not going to meet with us. The rest of the board is in place. We are in Huntington Elementary. We will begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
We will begin tonight with the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes, and the financial reports for February. Do we have any discussion on those?
I would, I've looked them over and I think that everything's in order. I would make the motion that we accept them as we have received them.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. There we go. I think we're going to kind of slide this, the awards in here. See that front? So. For those of you that have to leave. And first of all, we will begin with Sonia Torres. Every morning, Huntington Elementary is a flutter with commotion. It has little bodies weaving in and out, visiting with each other in the hallways. But what sets Huntington Elementary apart is that there is also a petite lady scurrying around, hugging and helping little ones acclimate. Sonia is the ELL teacher at Huntington Elementary School. She is absolutely wonderful with students. She not only has a great relationship with the students, but this teacher, mother of hand, and friend, is able to drop whatever she is doing and literally run to help anyone. When nervous Hispanic parents come to the school, she is there. She answers their questions calmly and with pride. She is quick to praise the teachers and staff members of Huntington Elementary. Everyone should get the opportunity to hear praise from such a sincere person. Sonia's work with English language learning students is outstanding and gives them a greater chance for success. Sonia is a joy to work with. Her pleasant attitude and enthusiasm are contagious. This is obviously written by people at the school that know you, Sonia, and we are happy that you're an employee of the district. We would like you to come up and receive this. I have seen Sonia in action helping with the school.
Okay.
And you're amazing. We are happy that you.
Why don't you come right here and we'll get a picture, Sonia. And Huntington Elementary also brought something here for you. So. Can you get us all in?
Yep. One, two.
No, that's fine. Thank you. We appreciate you very much. When she started the business, she was 5'8".
The weight of the world.
She's running to death.
Well, she does a great job. And we're also pleased to give us another award certificate of recognition to Dana Olson. I'm very pleased to do this. The School District Administration and Board of Education would like to recognize you for your dedicated and outstanding service as a health nurse serving the students in the Emory County School District. This recognition comes at the request of many of your school employees who appreciate and value your work for students. As one of our employees stated, Dana is instrumental in making our school a gold medal school. This is such a positive program for our school and community. We have had our share of illnesses and health problems at school, By the way, Dana deals with parents and students as an example to all of us. He calmly deals with each and every situation. He never speaks a negative word as he deals with people. He works very hard and always with a smile. We have long recognized your efforts to ensure the safety and health of the students throughout the school district. You have always been responsive to the needs of students, parents, teachers, and administrators as we try to help our young people to live healthy lives. Thanks for all you do. And I can echo that.
I thought it was already in there.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank Dana too. She was working when I was still principal and going back. Very wonderful job.
And you're welcome to stay, but if you find it boring, we understand. So, do what you need to do there. We have consideration and awarding of bids for carpet projects. And I think that you hear us.
Yes, I handed out a sheet that was not in the original packet because we just opened the bid. We did advertise in the paper and ended up only getting one bid this year from Portable Flooring, which is John Thornton. The projects that we're looking at doing are three classrooms here at Huntington Elementary, the library at Castledale, the computer lab up on the stage at Cottonwood, the library area at Brookcliff Elementary, and then the hallways at Green River High School. And so I wanted to present this bid for approval, and then we can get the carpet ordered and on its way so that by the time school gets out, we can get going on this project. I did put in there a comparison with last year's prices and this year's. They've gone up pretty much a market standard of about what I was expecting. So my recommendation is to approve the bid.
We've worked with them in the past, and we've been happy with their work.
He does a great job.
Okay. I move that we accept the bid and think it's been...
Oh, second to motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Appointment of negotiating team members. Roy said he'd be in to...
Wherever you put him.
This is the board president.
We need two board members on each of those committees as well as a couple of supervisors.
How would you say
so? Do we want to change from what we were last year? Do we want to be on the same one?
Might be a good idea to change. Do you want to?
Well, last year I was on classified. I can be on it again, the same one. That would be fine.
I don't
fine.
Remember who
I was. I think I was with
Laurel and Marie were on classified, and Sam and Roy.
That's the way I remember.
Well, we
that's
five.
Why I
said. I thought.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's been a year ago, Sam.
Those years fly by, don't they? Should we do trade? How do you feel? Do you want to be left out again?
They're fine to leave me out.
Okay.
I don't feel bad at all.
We hate to leave you out if you want to be there.
No.
Okay.
I'll let you guys have the fun.
Okay, we'll just trade around then. Is that okay? We'll put Marie and I will be on the classified?
Certified.
Lloyd and Sam on the...
On the classified, okay. I guess we, of course, not at the point that we know any dates yet.
No.
Nothing's set.
We'll probably be looking at the first couple weeks of May for an initial meeting. it kind of all depends on the health insurance, and when we get the numbers from the state and are able to get a budget going.
Would you like me to appoint supervisors for those?
Yes.
I'll do that.
That's the way we've done it in the past, I think. So, and then Jared, you'll be kind of there to both of them. Okay, all right. He does. We need him there. That'll be great. Okay. We have consideration approval of land purchase for construction program. Do we want to do that now, or are there questions that we may want to go into closed meeting with that? How are you feeling?
Well, we pretty much discussed it last meeting.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about our building construction program at Emory High School. We're down to about three lots that we can build on. We're looking at that program long term. So we're looking at purchasing additional lots. We have Roger Page here and his wife, and they are developing a subdivision that connects with where we have been building homes with our building construction program at Emory High. And looking long term, we worked out some agreements with them to purchase additional lots for our high school students to build on as part of that subdivision project. That's what we're talking about. So we have those agreements, and the board is aware of them, and I guess we're looking for action on those tonight, so we can move ahead.
Yeah, okay. If there is action and approval, we can go ahead and sign those documents tonight and move along with the recording and purchase process.
Well, we looked at maps and had a pretty good discussion in our last meeting, and I think we were all pretty much in agreement, and I think that it's probably time that we go ahead and approve it.
Do you have a question, Maureen?
Well, I just have one. One of the items on the restrictive covenant said that the homeowner would be required to put landscaping in within a year of the completion of the home. My question was just, in the unlikely event that we were to complete a home and not have it sold within a year, could there be a variance because we're not in the landscaping business?
Right. Jared mentioned that to me earlier today, and I've prepared an addendum that exempts you from that item number down on
the. That was my only concern.
Okay, thank you. That's point well taken. Okay, then I guess.
Well, I would make a motion then that we approve it as it has been given to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we will do the signing of that then, and that takes care of. We will go to the principal's report then. We're happy to be at Pennington Elementary.
We're happy to have you. It's really
great place to be.
I'm in big trouble because I told my secretary that we would do these honors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh. Can we close this and be out of here? I have to live with that.
Oh.
Well, if you can tell it wasn't your fault, I think the board president
yeah,
won't leave a minute of
just
it.
Just go ahead.
I think Sonia can vouch for you on this. Sonia, she won't vouch for
you. Your wife will, though.
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope so. But we welcome you here. We thank you for all you do for Huntington Elementary. We thank the staff at the district office. We just completed a Title I audit. It was pretty extensive. A gentleman came down from the State Office of Education. The greatest thing in my estimation was Jennifer Morrison, who is our Title I director, who sat with me and help me answer questions. So I appreciate her. And John Crawford helped us out immensely. They had 25 questions for the principal, and they asked all 25. Jennifer went out to visit with parents, and we had parents come, and we appreciate them coming. When she went out, the fellow said, I've got to ask a question. I said, can Jennifer come back? She said, no, I'm going to ask you. And she was in the window, and I was trying to knock and bring it back, but she didn't make it back.
So I don't know how that.
If they stopped at just 25 questions, you're better off than that. You seem like a lot more than that for me.
I have 25, I counted them. I don't know why you had more. We went through, I don't know how we did, I haven't heard any results. We're having a great year, and let me give you some information on some of the students and what they've been awarded this year at this point. Ryan Cannell is a tremendous school young man. He's a geography B winner, and he is taking a test and is going to the state competition at Thanksgiving Point, one of 100 students in the state. Okay. We're really proud of him. Shady Murray is our sixth grade spelling bee winner, and Shady was the district spelling bee winner. So we're proud of her. Andrew Higgins is our fifth grade winner, and Camry Simmons, our fourth grade in spelling. Justin Potter just returned back from SUU down in Cedar City and got a first place in the State Science Award.
Wow.
We just saw that. He just came to us with that the other day. And a young man by the name of Ty Justice, I don't know if you've read the paper, but Ty is a three-point winner in the state and the region, and now he's going to Nashville in Springfield, Illinois, or Massachusetts. So we're proud of him. Some of the programs we're working on, we're going to try to do with our Trust Land Money a summer school this year. And with Jennifer's help, we're going to program in on those children that are high-risk children that need help with that area. I've been running some figures like this, and hopefully get his approval. We have a Bronco celebration here that the kids that keep the card get to go to a celebration. The first one we did was take them over to the swimming pool. And we had probably 90% of the students got to go to that. And then we had our second one was a magician came down and did a tremendous job. And then the last one we just finished up with was we took them over to the theater. And they saw me. It was Mr. McGorio, wonderful and important. I can't remember. I watched, I think I fell asleep. Court testing will start on the 14th here at Huntington Elementary. And we made adequate yearly progress last year. I was quite proud of that. And it's because of our faculty and staff. Great faculty and staff. Enjoyed working here and being around those. Tony, one of them, Dana, we classify Dana as our chief here, and has helped us with the gold medal. Our students walk. I think I can't remember, I haven't looked at the board, but we have Melissa always comes and updates our walking, and you see children out walking, and it's been big, so we appreciate it. That's kind of it. If you have any questions.
That's great. We appreciate that, and you can see why there's such a positive feeling and cooperation here at the school. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We have the superintendent's report.
Okay, we'll try not to be real long. I've given you legislative reports for the last couple of meetings, and I'm not going to go clear through all of that. I have given you a handout tonight that has the State Board of Education Deputy Superintendent's interpretation of several of the key bills that were passed. Most of these are part of Senate Bill 2, if you recall, that was all lumped together and passed. We did discuss that with the governor just a little bit this morning and expressed our concern about the kind of politics that is. He did try to explain to us the game you have to play to get the money. But we have a number of things that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have numerous plans that will have to be written. We've got to come up with a way to do a one-time performance-based compensation bonus for our employees, which is going to be probably our most difficult challenge right now. So I've given you his interpretation and a brief statement on many of those bills that were passed as part of Senate Bill 2 and others, and I don't know if you have any questions on those. There is one that is, or I don't see it listed on here. You find it. Oh, number 8, elementary arts learning program. This is $15.8 million statewide, and we talked about it before. It's to allow by application 50 elementary schools in the state of Utah to apply for grants to hire an arts specialist to work in the schools. And this is I thought it was a 3-year. The state superintendent told me it's a 4-year program. But then the problem is the grant goes away and so does the position. But for 4 years, if any of our schools want to apply, if they're selected as one of those 50 schools statewide, they would have an arts specialist in the school for that time. I've also included at the end of that some of the bills in Senate Bill 2 and my interpretation of them. You can read that at your own leisure. But basically at the legislature, the compensation package was $1,700 per teacher. It was a flat rate again, a little bit lower than last year, and a 2.5% increase in the weighted pupil unit, which will create real challenges for us with health insurance and compensation for our support staff and administration. So, unless you have any questions about the legislature, that's very brief. There were several hundred bills introduced. These are some of the key ones that we'll be looking at implementing over the between now. Most of the plans have to be written by July 1st. And so we're going to be working very hard on getting those prepared. Just wanted to report for those of you here, we did have Governor Huntsman in our school district this morning. He met with our school district staff. Also, Kim Player, our Teacher Association President, Jackie Allred, our Classified Employees Association President. We also had several teachers that we invited to be with us. We had 3 of our board members there. We had an hour discussion. We planned on an hour, and then he cut it to his deputy for education cut it to 50 minutes because he had to be a helper, but he still didn't get out until 10 o'clock from 9 to 10. I know his security and his secretary were really getting nervous, but we did have a good visit with him. We talked to him about some of the positive things that are happening in the school district, some of the programs that we think that we wanted to highlight with him. We also discussed with him some of our concerns about the legislature, concerns about funding, concerns about capital outlay equalization proposals. And so we did have an opportunity to discuss those with him among some other things that we hadn't planned on discussing, but that he had an interest in. And I thought it went really well, and I don't know those of you there, if there's any comments you want to make about it.
I was very pleased the way it went, and with his comments, his positive attitude.
I just want to say, I was so impressed with the people from our district. Kirk and his staff had prepared a very, very informative piece of paper, several papers, to show them what goes on in our school district. I think we were very well represented by them, and I think he came away very impressed with our school district. At least I felt that way. And I think that we should give them credit for the way they presented it, and it was very positive, and I think he received it very warmly and was very interested in what we had to say and our concerns. So anyway, thank you for what you put into it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the staff who helped present that. One of the things that we did present that was the top of our list was the economic development of our area. We're extremely concerned about a declining enrollment. We're concerned about the economy and how we're tied to the coal industry and what's happening with coal mining right now. We did want him to know that because I think the governor has an extremely large role in coal development in the state, and we have been extremely concerned about the direction that he's been going with that. And above all, we certainly want safety, but we also want to be able to develop mining and other industries in the area in order to help not only with the economic development here, but with our student population, and to stop the decrease in student enrollment in our school district, which is where we get our funding. So we just had an opportunity to express that to him, as I did earlier in the year, like in visiting his office. But anyway, that report was on his visit. I would like to let you know as a board that Emory Telcom, who has been a tremendous business partner for us, has donated $23,700 for the purchase of a scoreboard for the swimming competition and the new swimming pool. This is specifically for the school district use. As far as our competitions, our plan is to have a swim team and compete. And Emory Telcom has donated to a lot of work with on Mr. Grant's part and Mr. Jensen's part in helping to get that through. And we appreciate Emory Telcom for that contribution. I want to recognize that contribution tonight. Also, a reminder of the School Boards Association regional meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Carbon School District office. And there's a couple of other recognitions that I don't have on my list, but I wanted to make you aware of. The Sterling Scholar Competition were held recently, and we had three winners and eight runners-up in the Sterling Scholar Competition, which is a high percentage of winners. I think there are 11 or 12 areas that compete. We had three who were winners and eight who were runners-up. We also want to recognize our auto mechanics team. As you're aware, we have sent an auto mechanics team to New Mexico to compete for competition. They are there competing in a junior college auto competition. And they took second place overall in that regional competition, national competition. Yeah. And by doing so, they were given a pickup truck for use in our auto program. And we still have to get it here, but our auto instructor is planning to still get that. But I think for a high school to compete in a junior college competition and to take second place overall is outstanding. We're one of the few school districts that still sponsors an automotive program, as well as the machining and welding programs that we have, and our building construction program. Our career and technical education programs are outstanding. We have good instructors there, and they are certainly recognized throughout the state and nationally, and we want to commend them for that. So that's all I have to report to
you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'd like to say one more thing about the governor. He was so personable about Emory County today. After the Crandall Mine disaster, he told how he loved Emory County, and he's still in contact with a lot of those people who were affected by that tragedy. And it was just really quite touching, his attitude about it and about his concern for Emory County.
That's nice. Thank you. Appreciate that, and thank you for that report. We will go to Jared for the business administrator's report.
Just one thing I wanted to hand out, and I was hoping to get this to you in your packets, but I didn't.
And this is just a summary of the capital projects that we're looking at for this summer, so that you'll be aware of those.
You can look through when you're on time. The one I did want to mention tonight, because we have started on it, is on the third page. And it's Farron Elementary, and I think we've discussed this a little bit before. There's a need for an electrical upgrade at that building. And we think that we have an estimate to do that for about $20,000 or a little bit less, a little bit under that. And we're excited about that. This won't add a ton of new electrical capacity, but it will allow us to use the existing technology that's at the school and not have it be dangerous or anything like that. So
when we first looked at this, we anticipated well over $100,000 in cost. We were really, when we got this estimate, excited about the fact that we could do that for that much money.
But if you do have any questions about these, we did review them as an administrative team and made decisions about what projects we wanted to do this summer. If you have any questions about any of them, you can give us a call anytime.
It's like the maintenance department's going to be busy this summer.
Leroy, do you have any comment on that?
I thought we could get that we announced we did this year for a capital outlay project.
Looks good. Appreciate what you do.
That's all I have.
That's all you have. Okay. Any public comments out there that we didn't have on the agenda? Are there items for closed meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the personnel issues. A motion is in order for that.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you for your coming.
I'll go home. You just need Sonia and Dan until Gail gets in.
Please stay so we can get a picture with her.
Oh.
There's Peggy.
Okay.
I move that we come back into open session.
I'll second that.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second that. I did.